Greetings and welcome. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Margaret. On today's program, a lot of the greats, some Bach, little Mozart, Jaap Nico Hamburger, and yes, oboe music time. Today we're going to start off with the stylings of the music of Georges Bizet. Now, despite the fact that back in the summer of, well, a long time ago, 1872, it was not the happiest time in his life. With some difficult relationships with his wife and his mother-in-law, and not so well-received reception of his latest opera. But he was able to take on the composition of music for the lovely play La Lisienne. And some amazing music was the result. It shows that through sometimes troubles, there's definitely a light that shines. And definitely it will shine right now with the performance by the Montreal Symphony Orchestra, with Charles Dutoit conducting. Here is portions of La Lisienne Suite number 1.
Thank you.
Okay, I lied. I said I was only going to play a few excerpts, but I couldn't resist the Montreal Symphony Orchestra with Charles Dutoit conducting, and that was Bizet's L'Ardisien Suite No. 1. And you're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. But we're going to go back out east or back east, however you refer to it, but what better way to continue with another great musician and composer based in Montreal? I'm speaking of Canadian composer, yep, Nico Hamburger. Now, he's had quite the unique career. He is a well-regarded cardiologist and now a full-time composer, currently the composer in residence at the Maisonnette Musicale de Montréal. Now, he was asked a question. After a decade-long career as a cardiologist, why did he revisit his musical love? He responded, and this I quote, "My mother, honestly, she passed away at age 95 in 2016. But before that, she came to Vancouver once a year. During her visit, when she was already in her 90s, she told me, 'Enough is enough. Stop your medical practice and focus on your music, what you were born for.' So that's what I did." And he definitely did, with some great compositions and hopefully more and more to come. Today we're going to hear some excerpts from Remember to Forget, a phrase from the Old Testament. In the liner notes he quotes, "We are not necessarily in control of the outcomes of events, but that should not deter us from working hard and striving for the best, all towards the positives in life." Remember to Forget is both a chamber symphony and an opera without words. This is the Andante.
Thank you.
the Ensemble Caprice, and that was the opening andante to Yep, Nico Hamburger's Chamber Symphony No. 1. And hopefully we'll hear way more from him coming up in future weeks as it's coming up to our fundraising program, which is all Canadiana, so stay listening for that. And we do not forget, but it is a weekly requirement, and I am speaking of a dose of oboe music time. Today we're going to listen to some music by Handel. This is his sonata in F major, and a lovely performance by Marilyn Zupnik and Raymond Lepard.
Thank you.
Yes, you are. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And that was an excellent performance, our oboe segment of the week, Marilyn Zubnik and Raymond Lepard, and Handel's Oboe Sonata in F major. And I thought, why not just let's keep with the classics. So this is some music by Johann Sebastian Bach, the famous cello suites, performed by a very early master who actually brought them into the limelight back in the 20th century. I'm speaking of Mstislav Rostropovich. Now, he is thought of the person who changed the history of the 20th century cello playing. He himself said, and I quote, "God gave me two good things, my hands and my memory." He was also instrumental and tireless of promoting the cello to the same level of the popularity at the time of the violin and piano. Well, you know what? I think he definitely succeeded, and lots have followed in his footsteps. Now, he's renowned for his recordings of Bach's cello suites, so we're going to hear a sample, his suite number 3. Mm-hmm. What a phenomenal performance. And I really like that because it was back from 1975 and you can actually hear people breathing in the background. Such great technology vinyl is. That was the legendary Rostropovich and Bach's Cello Suite number 3 in C. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Mark. And we've got a little time, I think, for a little bit of a fun duo, let's just say. They've got a lot of spirit. They are called the Derivative Duo, so to speak. And this is semi, maybe a little passe now already. It's the Barbie Doll song. So let's take a listen.
Around me in long shiny limousines. I'm never alone, I've got marvelous friends. There's always a couple of Kens, cool and debonair, with their plastic hair.
The Barbie doll song. That's from Offenbach's Tales of Hoffman. And, you know, I don't have much to say about that, except for I wouldn't have minded joining in some of the fun it seemed that they were having. That was an arrangement by the Derivative Duo. And you have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And thank you so much for listening. Till next time. And do stay listening now to Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio, and Culture with Worku. Till next time.